Hello, my dear curious friend, and welcome to another podcast episode from this lovely travel series. I have a really interesting travel story for you. How would you like to hear how a 2 weeks vacation turns into 9 months? Yes, 9 months being stuck abroad thanks to our lovely pandemic that became so famous in the past year or so. Well, I'm really excited to introduce you to today's guest, a lovely positive English lady that went to New Zealand, and let's see what happened there. What did she do for so long? Let's start today's episode. Hello, Lucina. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the podcast sessions. How are you doing today?
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me. I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
Woo, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. And once again, thank you for joining us. This came from our live audience that is watching this podcast. So it's good to have live audience and be more interactive. Love it. Well, Lucina Ridgewell, I just want to say your last name. I really like to be informal, but your name sounds really good. Lucina Ridgewell. So I just wanted to, you know, pointed out these two names. So, Lucina, we're going to be talking about being stuck abroad during a pandemic, which is, you know, in a way, you would think pandemic is already, you know, going away, you know, traveling maybe a bit more freely, but you're still stuck. Is that the case?
Yes, I'm currently over in Australia at the moment. So just, you know, the other side of the world from you right now. But yes, during the actual pandemic itself, got stuck in New Zealand for about 9 months in an attempt to get back to the UK. Didn't quite happen.
So at least you're trying, you know, you're moving back west country by country. So you moved to Australia at least, you know, you're getting closer. But let's have a little
Maybe
background.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Every 2-3 months, we move one country closer. All right. Not bad. It's a good travel, you know, traveling the world. Not bad. Lucina, let's have a little background about you. So I know that you're from UK. I know you're stuck over there. But, you know, what's the crack with you? Are you writing about your travels? Are you, you know, just calling your mother and saying, hey, it's all good, don't worry. Like, what's happening?
So I'm a blogger, come photographer and writer, and I'm very much writing about my experiences at the moment. I think they're just really different from your usual everyday travel. Go for a weekend away, hop across maybe to Germany or France or Spain. Uh-huh. It's a bit different when you get stuck somewhere for 9 months in a situation where you really don't know what's going to happen next. it really makes you think about countries and traveling in a different way as well. It opens your eyes to the way that local people can just step in and help you and guide you and support you in ways that you would never really, really expect or maybe think about just from your everyday travel.
So you're from UK, and then what happened? You decided like, okay, let's go to New Zealand. And then what was it like, pandemic might come and you're like, I'm going to risk it. You went there and you got stuck, or what happened?
So my partner's parents are from Australia, and we actually all came over here for Christmas. And we were having a lovely time. And then there was the news in China. And we thought, oh, you know, that's not going to affect us. It's not going to go anywhere else. It will be fine.
Okay.
Said everybody goodbye to various.
Everybody thought that.
Yes, didn't we? God, didn't we get it wrong? and then family went back to the UK and saw them off and didn't really think anything of it, you know, certainly didn't think that when I was saying goodbye to those people I wouldn't be seeing them in person for a year and a half or more. And then from there, we decided we were going back to the UK, and we thought, okay, what's the safest way to get there? What's open? We were due to go via Singapore. That wasn't going to happen. All right, let's go via New Zealand. That looks nice and safe. You know, that's doing okay. I think we can get back. You know, we'll just go there for 2 days, then jump on the next flight, and we'll get across, no problem. And it just didn't go like that at all. We got to New Zealand, and then our flight to the UK was cancelled. And you're scrambling around thinking, okay, what do I change first? Do I sort accommodation? Do I sort new flights?
So you go to the airport and your flight is canceled. So did they tell you like, okay, now there's going to be another flight tomorrow? Or is there any information at all?
No, at that point, there was very little information on when flights would go again, what flights were going. Flights that were leaving were full. So it was just a case of trying to look online, keep looking, what was available, could you get on anything? By that point as well, prices were going up and up and up and through the roof. And you get to a point where you go, okay, no, the safest thing is just going to be to stay here. This just isn't going to be possible. It's not going to happen. Let's just stay where we are for a week or two, maybe three, and then we'll carry on. And things didn't quite go according to that plan either.
What do you mean? You know? What do you mean?
Well, after that, we thought, okay, well, let's just explore a little bit of New Zealand. We've never been here before. We're in a completely new country to ourselves. Everybody seems really nice and friendly. We can move around here. Let's go and explore the Bay of Plenty. I've heard about that. It looks really pretty. Let's do that. And we left Auckland to go to Tauranga. On that day, there was an announcement that lockdown would begin the next day in the whole of New Zealand, which was such a surprise to us. It was completely unexpected. Thought if there was going to be one, it wouldn't happen for at least another 3-4 weeks, maybe months, but it didn't. That didn't happen.
So hold on. Did you leave Auckland for and then they announced the lockdown, or they announced the lockdown before you leave Auckland?
No, after we'd left, we were in transit on a bus.
So where did you stay?
What happened? Well, we had Airbnb booked for 2 nights in the town, and we arrived and very kindly the family said, look, we can't meet you face to face, but the key's in this location, go and, you know, get it and let yourself in. And they were just so nice to us, really, in a situation where we just arrived in this apartment. We were downstairs, they were upstairs, and they were just so friendly and exactly what you needed in that moment where you're kind of going.
So you were forced to extend your B&B?
Yes, and extend and extend and extend and extend.
But and so you left Auckland to explore, but you actually got stuck in that B&B.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But it was still quite nice because you could go on walks, and New Zealand is beautiful walking country. It's beautiful country for isolating yourself and being in your own bubble and going off on a little walk. around the outskirts of the town, and just sort of being there was really beautiful. The flowers, the people, they sort of really made it for us at a time where you could be in despair. And there were times where we were in despair. I can laugh about it now, but at the time, obviously, you're going through a lot of mixed emotions very, very quickly. You're changing from one day being like, oh, we're in this amazing new place, we're in this country, it's relatively safe here, aren't we lucky, to the next minute thinking, what's happening to our relatives in other countries, and what's going to happen to us, and how do we, you know, keep changing our arrangements? How do you learn to just go with the flow and just keep going?
So is that
I remember one particular incident during that lockdown period whereby it was Easter, and I was really missing family and friends, because we usually have a big meal at Easter and spend time together and swap Easter eggs, and there was none of that. And outside I went to the window, and outside was this little package from this family upstairs with our names on it and Happy Easter, which had been written by the family and the children, all homemade, and just some little Easter eggs in there. And it really just made it made the day for us. It was such a small gesture, but went so far at a time when you're not with the people that you're normally with.
I must say that everybody I've met from New Zealand is so nice. People are so friendly in that island. I'm like, it is unbelievable. It's really nice. Okay, so, but do you mind me asking, how do you make money for all these months?
We're quite lucky in the fact that we both work online. I own a travel blog and the photography, and my partner does photography and works in IT as well. So we're in quite a unique situation in that respect, that we could just sort of carry on doing what we normally did.
That was good, because imagine you work 9 to 5, you go for a holiday, and then they say you cannot go anywhere, and then what's happening? What do you do after that? Like, you can't go to work for months. All right, great. So how did you end up in Australia?
So we're waiting for a bubble to open up between the two countries, which would mean that we didn't have to quarantine or pay for any quarantine. And that eventually came around about 9 months after being in New Zealand. And then we sort of got the first flight that we could back over to his parents over here in Sydney. But the joke of it is that we're actually now, Sydney, of course, is in lockdown as of today. So,
do you know for how long?
Currently a week.
Well, it's not that bad, unless they extend it.
I think it will be extended, but who knows? We just have to wait and see what happens.
Oh no. Okay, so basically you still don't know when you're going to go back to UK.
Not exactly. We're hoping that it might be October.
This is so fun. I mean, sorry, probably is bad, but oh my god, in a way you're thinking probably it's gonna be October, now it's the end of June.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yes. I couldn't have dreamt of the situations and the experiences, and to be here this long. If you'd have told me that when we were all here sitting around eating our Christmas turkey a year and a half ago, I think I just would have laughed at you and said, that's impossible, that will never happen. And like I say, I can laugh about it now, but you know, like so many other people on this journey, You have high moments, you have low moments, and you just try to ride the waves, really.
What would you say was the thing, if there was something that was, you know, helping you in those low moments?
Definitely, at the time of lockdown in New Zealand, definitely the family. They were just so welcoming. And they just didn't, they didn't know us. They'd never met us before. We hadn't even met face to face until we sort of waved to them when they were on their balcony. And, oh, hi, nice to finally see your face. Hi. But they were just so caring and friendly and good-natured, and would always ask, is there anything I can get you? Can I help you in any way in this situation? What can we do for you? How can we make this better? Mm-hmm. And that is just what you need sometimes, a friendly smile or a friendly message, just to say, oh, you okay? That's what helped me through.
That's nice. It's, I agree. I mean, it's when you travel, especially, it's always nice to see nice people, because you're going to a place and you don't know, like, oh my God, where am I going to take this bus from? You know, where shall I eat? You know, which place I should go to? It's always nice when somebody, in a way, welcomes you in their home. Like, I mean, not even in their home, but their country is their home. Like, hey, welcome. You know, here's where you can have a nice meal. You know, that bus you're going to take from over there. It's always nice to see nice people. So yeah, I think everybody should be nice. Great. Well, I'm really sorry to hear what you're going from, what you're going for. I really hope that situation clears quite soon and you manage to go back to UK. Crossing my fingers for that. Is there anything? Yes, double crossing. Is there anything else that you would like to say? Maybe a message to the listeners or something?
Yeah, I mean, do hop across to Destined Travel, which is the travel blog, which has more information on being stuck abroad, what it's been like, and the journey that we have taken so far, along with all our other travels and exciting adventures that we've had.
Yeah, we're going to link your blog in the description as well, so you can have a look at that if you're interested, our dear listener and viewer. All right, well, Sina, thank you so much. I really like how positive and smiley you are, no matter what life throws. I mean, we're just going to have to go out of it alive, and I just need to go through it. So I'm really happy to see that after so many months, you haven't lost your smile and positivity. I mean, I'm sure you're all the time like that. If after these months, you're like that. I mean, before that, I was like, well, probably you're even glowing all the time. It's really nice.
Thank you. I think it's very important to try to remain positive as best you can. And, you know, I think if I was to say anything else to listeners, no matter what you're going through, no matter what your experiences have been during COVID, there are other people out there that have been through similar things, not necessarily the same as you, but similar things. And, you know, feel free to sort of reach out to people and talk to people about it, because talking about it can help a lot as well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, different people deal with situation differently. I myself, not really much of a sharer and talker, but this is a thing for many people. So definitely try that out as well. Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. All right,
perfect. I think that was a great ending. Thanks so much for joining us. I wish you speedy resolutions over there, and hopefully see you soon in the UK.
Thank you. And I do hope to see you soon in the UK.
And that's a wrap for yet another travel episode. Thank you so much for listening the whole thing. If you have listened that on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review. That will mean a lot to me. Also, if you have a friend, a cousin, or a teacher, or anybody else who you think will be suitable for this series, please connect us and let's make this happen. Thanks so much once again. I wish you a fantastic day.